The leader of the Broncos' first Super Bowl team 40 years ago, Red Miller, coached the Broncos from 1977 to 1980 and turned the franchise into a perennial playoff contender.
This organization's been down for a long time. The Denver Broncos are now earning the respect of the entire league, and that's what we want. We want to be known as a good team, as a good football team, which we are. And we're going to go on from here.
Miller never had a losing season with the Broncos, and his 40 regular season wins during his four seasons ranked fourth in the NFL during that span. Miller's 1977 team posted a 12-2 record to earn Denver's first ever AFC West title and playoff berth.
Red Miller is probably one of the finest men that I've ever known, and a tremendous coach, and he's just a joy to play for. He's a real fair man. He enjoys the game. He lets people have fun. Yet they know how to work for him, too, and it's great to be in a situation like that.
All right, now let's go to work. Everybody work hard now. Everybody work hard now. Hey, everybody work hard now. Let's go.
The Broncos went on to defeat the Oakland Raiders in the AFC Championship game that year and advanced to their first Super Bowl against the Dallas Cowboys. For this, Miller was named the 1977 NFL Coach of the Year.
I'll tell you now, the home field helped tremendously because the fans were there and they were really there. And I just think it helped the whole town went crazy and the whole area. They were proud. They had something to be proud of for the first time in pro sports. And this was something that was really unbelievable.
Red Miller will forever hold a special place in franchise history as a member of the Denver Broncos Ring of Fame. Ladies and gentlemen, please direct your attention to the 50-yard line where we are joined by Jim Sacamano.
Thank you. Red Miller helped create a culture of winning in Denver that has been sustained by Broncos owner Pat Bowlen for so many years. Red was a part of a lot of firsts for this franchise. The first 10-win season, the first playoff appearance, the first AFC West division title, the first playoff win, and of course, the first of the Broncos' 8 Super Bowls. The great Red Miller passed away on September 27th, but not before learning of his election into the Denver Broncos Ring of Fame. Red's wonderful wife, Nan, is here representing him today. I would like to invite her up here as Mrs. Annabelle Bowlen will present her with Red's Ring of Fame ring.
Congratulations, Nan. You are so deserving of this. And we're all very thrilled to have you here with us this evening. Thank you for everything.
Thank you.
Nan, we'd like to invite you to say a few words on behalf of your husband, Red Miller.
I'd like to thank Annabelle for speaking on behalf of her husband, Pat, who is the best owner in the NFL. We're so lucky. And I want to thank all the players and coaches, especially the ones who played for Red in the 60s and the 70s. Lots of them are here today. Lots of them are Ring of Famers. Appreciate that. Red's family. All right behind me, his son and grandchildren, and they came from far and near, so we're happy to have them all here today. And I want to thank all the fans who are the greatest fans in the NFL. You've been here since 1960, a lot of you, and you're just the best. Red loved you. You loved him back. And of course, last but not least, thanks to Red for what he did. We love you. Thank you.
Thank you, Nan, for those wonderful remarks. I would now like to introduce one of Red Miller's former players, Ring of Fame linebacker, Tom Jackson.
I've only got 1 minute, so I want to say that Red Miller was the embodiment of what we stood for when we made it to the playoffs and the Super Bowl the first time. It was not an accident. Red took us to that Super Bowl and then the playoffs the 2 years after that. He set the foundation for the successes that have come after and the great organization that you see today. I couldn't be prouder as a Ring of Fame member to speak for Bronco Nation when we welcome Red Miller to the Ring of Fame.
Thank you, Tom. And now, everyone, please direct your attention to the east side of the stadium as we ask our fans to unveil Red Miller's name in the Denver Broncos Ring of Fame.
Broncos country, let's give a big mile-high salute to the newest member of the Ring of Fame, Red Miller.